During the last week Congress was in session, immigration groups stormed Capitol Hill, waving signs threatening Republicans at the polls and holding sit-ins, with dozens submitting to arrests. A lot of their anger is directed at two Virginia Republicans, Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, and Bob Goodlatte, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee. Jaime Contreras is the vice president of an East Coast chapter of the Service Employees International Union. He says they have a message for Virginia Republicans.
We're here and that we're paying attention to everything that's been happening with the immigrant community for the last decade. And we're sick of attacks. We want them to act on the package that was sent from the Senate. And we don't want a piece-by-piece solution.
That message isn't going to get put on hold just because Congress is on a month-long break. Contreras says his group and others are going to keep the pressure up throughout the month of August and into the fall.
They're going to have a rude awakening because everywhere they go on vacation in their district offices, we're going to be there. You know, we're here to say, have a nice vacation. And when they go to the districts, we're also going to have protests at their district offices.
But many Republicans say they aren't worried about the protests. Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith says the House is now having a substantive debate that can't be fit into a chant or a banner.
Oh, I think it's a policy debate. I don't think that the protests really do a whole lot to promote what they're trying to promote. In fact, they may make it more difficult in some districts.
And Virginia Republican Congressman Randy Forbes says all of these immigration advocates who have been rallying loudly on Capitol Hill are too narrowly focused on granting citizenship to the nation's undocumented workers.
You're talking about people who have decided that there's one component of this that they just want. They don't care about the rest of the bill. Well, that's not going to happen in the House. We're not going to let one interest group or one advocacy group control this whole process.
After Congress left town, Virginia Republican Congressman Eric Cantor stuck around D.C. to be on Fox News Sunday. The House Majority Leader reiterated his intention to take up immigration reform one piece at a time, starting with border security.
We will be addressing the issue of immigration in the House according to our terms, not the way the Senate did, because as you know now, there's a lot of doubt being cast on whether the folks who voted for that know even what in the end was voted on because of the scramble to get the votes in the last piece of that legislative activity.
Democrats, like Virginia's Jerry Connolly, say Republican leaders know their approach threatens to derail the reform effort.
The piecemeal approach is another way of saying a long, slow death march.
Congress only has 9 legislative days in September, and its most pressing concern is preventing a government shutdown and trying to rearrange sequestration, which means the window to deal with immigration may be shrinking quickly. That's why Jaime Contreras, the union leader, says Virginia Republicans need to stop helping their party slow walk the reform effort.
Yeah, well, I mean, the timeline is it's always a concern. 9 days it's a short period of time. But if these guys really want to get something done, they can get it done. The problem here is lack of will and lack of understanding of what this solving this problem once and for all for the American people would mean.
Now the ball is in House Republicans' court. And at least for these local protesters, that means they're not letting up pressure on senior Republican officials from the Commonwealth, whether they're on vacation or not. I'm Matt Laszlo.